Good morning. I sound so surprised. It is morning, 8:24 a.m. to be precise, on Friday, October the 19th. Checking the plug, make sure the plug is set solidly. Seems to be. Cold morning, 40 degrees, probably 38 more likely. Still a lovely morning. Gosh, it's a gorgeous day. So, today is the first day of Mile High Con. I've got kids home from school. I've got wife home from work. So there's nothing I have to hang around here for. So my goal is to head south around noon and make it to the tech center. 18:57. Not moving very quickly this morning, but I'm moving. So. I'll make it to the tech center mid-afternoon, probably. I got a bunch of business I got to get care of here in town first, but, I got my cards. The local print shop turned out some very nice cards. I'm very pleased. They squinched the titles, the covers a little bit, so they cover the whole back of the card. And it's only very slightly noticeable, and only because I know what the covers really look like. So it's actually works out really well. I think if it had been me, I would have blown them up and crimped some off the edges rather than scrunch them so close together, but that's okay. It's gorgeous. I'm pleased. I have cards to take with two different patterns on them. So very nice. And the Greeley mail and copy people have done me very, very proud, so I'm quite pleased. I worked yesterday on cover art again, in addition to the kids. I went to visit high school yesterday morning, spent a couple hours there. The energy level is a bit subdued. They need to have their first draft complete by the end of the month. Most of them haven't broken 10,000 words yet. In fact, none of them have broken 10,000 words yet. So, yeah, it's looking like a project that will run into next year, into the next semester. I'm not sure how that's going to work. We'll figure out something to make it work. Gonna try to swap hands here. The fingers get chilly. So, yeah. That was fun. I got to talk to Brian Humphrey about the book that he sent me. I think I mentioned Sense Memory. He gave me his opus to read before he got it cleaned up. Gosh, it's a great book. I can't get over how good a book it is. It's, you know, for first book, it's a heck of a lot better than my first book, I gotta say that. And I'm not even a fan of this genre, and I'm totally sucked in. So stay tuned, I'll let you know when it's available. He's also talking about making it into an audio book. I hope he does. He's got the acting chops to pull it off. He's got the audio chops to pull it off. And I guess the only question is whether or not he's going to put it up on Audible or put it out as a podcast. Now, if it were me, I'd say podcast, but I'm biased. It will be available as an ebook, and probably not until next spring sometime, just because he's got a bunch of stuff going on, not the least of which is impending fatherhood. So yeah, that's going to take some time away. So that was very exciting. The other thing I worked on yesterday was just piddling around a little bit with trading cards. This trading card concept is one that's sort of taken root in my mind, and having gotten the business cards back, I can see where, you know, this idea of trading cards could have some real legs. Now, I was talking to Brand. He's talking about putting together packs, card packs, which is not something that I had considered, but, well, I had considered, but I just couldn't figure out how to make it work. But we brainstormed some ideas last night, and it's entirely doable. Just looking at what it costs to produce the cards, bundling them up in packs of five, and random packs, like you would get, like Magic the Gathering expansion packs or something. Or perhaps what we would do is put out, one example would be for me to put out a 10 Fairport pack that has a picture, a card for me, and a card for each of the books, a card for Tanith. And then have some limited edition cards, like a card for the Raven, or a card for Frank Crane. I'm going to have to find artists who can do people. But I think Kip Ayers might be the guy to tap to do that, since he did the cover art. Having the art all match would be a bonus. Not something I'm going to dig into right away. I've got way, way, way too much stuff to do right now in terms of getting these books reissued, in terms of getting South Coast out, in terms of getting Captain Share out, and then getting Owner Share out. I don't think it's going to be anything I'll have for Cosine, although I may have a few samples of the Ravenwood card, for example, the title card. I'll have to see. Things that I can hand out instead of cards, instead of business cards, instead of bookmarks. See how this goes. But I do have to get focused on books, get those out. Oh, I heard from Sky and Telescope. I don't know if I mentioned this before. And I've got the release form. We can use the Sky and Telescope versions of our covers. I made two versions. In one, you have what looks like a normal kind of sky and deep space and planet sort of arrangement in each of the covers. And they have a progression from in system to deep dark in the last one. And was that I would overlay these images that I got from Sky and Telescope from their Sky Chart Epoch 2000 Sky Charts that I happen to own a copy of. And layering the chart onto the deep dark really adds that little extra nuance that makes the difference. I mean, the covers pop pretty well. They're, even by themselves, the covers pop pretty well. And we generated them Sunday. So I've got all six of them. But with the Sky and Telescope actually getting back to me with A reasonable amount, and B, in a reasonable amount of time, the opportunity exists to layer on the charts the way I had originally envisioned these covers. And we've got them all run up already. And they are sweet. So I'll have some prototypes. I'll have some sneak previews when I get back from Mile High Con. You'll have to wait. I'm sorry. I don't believe I'm going to have time to get... Maybe. I don't believe I'm going to have time today. I really need to focus on what do I need to do to get out of here. and then see where I am after that, because I'm ready to get away. Monday morning I will be back. Sunday night I will be back, actually. And Monday morning, back on the trail. And perhaps I'll have some recording. I don't know if I'm going to try. It's not something I've set out to do. But if it happens, it happens. We'll see how that goes. Might be able to talk to Patrick Hester a little bit. I don't know who else. Cherry Priest is the guest of honor, and I'd really like to have a little sit-down talk with her, if possible. I don't know if it will be. Guests of honor tend to be a little more difficult to get to. But, you never know. We have the big chair experience in common, Sherry and I. And that we've both been in the big chair at Writer's Roundtable. A writer's podcast. The problem that I keep running into is that there is actually a different website. I think it's actually got a podcast called The Writer's Roundtable. And so it's not connected, it's not related. And it's unfortunate that it's so closely named. I don't think Dave or Brian really knew about it. I certainly didn't. Wasn't aware of it. I should probably have been, because I think it's people that I know. I should look at that more closely. So I've got to go home, get this posted, get a cup of coffee, get cleaned up, get packed. I don't need to pack too much. I'm only going away for a couple of nights, and it's con dress, so I'll wear a sport coat and throw a couple shirts in a bag, and off we go. Bob's your uncle. So I do have to get the netbook fired up. I need to make sure that that's updated with all of the Ubuntu file updates. It's still running one of the back versions, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that, if I'll run into problems with repositories. But I do have to fire up Dropbox so that I can get the manuscript off the Dropbox. So when I get down there, I don't need to have a network connection in order to work. Probably I'll put them on a jump drive too, but the problem is that I have a tendency to misplace those. I do have one that comes on a wrist band, which is very cool. It's one of those rubberized wristbands, but instead of, you know, being rubbery and slipping over your hand to go onto your wrist, it's got a jump drive that plugs into a hollow socket on the other side. So you wrap it around your hand and plug it in, and it's a bracelet that's a jump drive. And so it's easy to keep track of. Where is it? It's on your wrist. No, it's not. Then I have to find it. So I might get a couple extras of those. I might throw some stuff on there. Taking South Coast, because I haven't made a full pass through South Coast yet. That's the one that's going to be the most work. I've got people who are giving me edits on half share, quarter share, full share, double share. And I even got one guy working on captain share. So that's working out very nicely. And thank you to the dyslexic wombat for taking on this task. It's huge. And I haven't been the easiest person to work with on it. Something about being pulled 16 directions all at the same time makes me a bit grumpish. Car coming, we'll let the car go. Oh, gorgeous, glorious day. Wow. cool. It's actually quite crisp. It's a nice fall day. A little bit of cloudiness, but very widely scattered, very thin. Sun is shining brightly on wonderfully colored foliage, and also a lot of, as I suspected would happen, empty branches already. Yes, a couple of trees that seem to have lost most of their leaves. The wind that blew the other day blew a big branch down, fell on the roof of my porch. Not like it did any damage, but it was disconcerting. So I have cards. I should probably take a few books just to have. I have some that I can take. So it should be a fun day, it should be a fun weekend. And it's nothing personal, but probably won't miss walking and talking for a couple of days. You'll hear me panting away on Monday as I try to get back into the swing of things. I'm down a couple of pounds. I weighed in yesterday morning, I didn't weigh in this morning. So as long as I don't go back above 185 by the time I get back, I'll be in good shape after the weekend. Means I can do a little extra in terms of food. Not that I'm likely to, just given the nature of cons and grabbing meals in between panels. That's not quite as bad as Balticon. It won't be quite as bad as Mile High Con in terms of trying to find time to find food. But still, the area is down in the tech center, and there's not a lot around the hotel. It's not like you can go across the street to a restaurant. You have to get in the car and drive someplace, or you have to eat in the hotel. Now, the hotel restaurant is a monster. It's probably one of the largest hotel restaurants I've ever seen. It's almost the entire second floor of this huge building. No, it's not like half of it, but still, it's a big place. They seat a lot, so I'm not too worried about finding food. I suspect I'll be able to eat more than I should. Took, well, 18 and a half minutes. 18 minutes and 3 seconds, okay. Not bad, not bad at all for my miles this morning. Anything under 19 is bonus, but I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, but I probably won't talk to you until Monday. So until then, be safe.